Welcome to The Food Fix. This is a podcast where we talk to innovators and researchers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Gloria Nzeka. Early in April, the Robin Wellcome Fellowship Program at Michigan State University welcomed Dr. Emmanuel Kahunda, a professor at the Lilongwe University of Agriculture and Natural Resources in Malawi, and Dr. Stephen Cook, who is a professor in the Department of Biology at Carleton University in Canada. The Robin Wellcome Program was established to pursue collaboration with various institutions and to also recognize scientists who have been working to promote responsible inland fisheries. In this first episode of a two-part series, Dr. Kahunda and Dr. Cook discuss how improving inland fisheries can reduce malnutrition and promote food security. Well, again, Dr. Cook and Dr. Kahunda, thank you very much for your time. First of all, what brought you to Michigan State?
Hi. Stephen Cook from Carleton University. I've been working with researchers at Michigan State for about a decade, lots of informal partnerships, and been looking for ways to sort of make that gel into something a little bit more formal. And this seemed like a great opportunity. A lot of mutual interests around fresh water, around fish. It's partly because located right here in the Great Lakes Basin, and certainly Michigan State University is a powerhouse in doing research in this space. But MSU is also quite active on the global scene as it relates to freshwater fish and fisheries, and that's where my interests lie. So an obvious opportunity to come together and share and learn and figure out how we can do more together to advance our common interests around raising the profile of inland fish and fisheries and what they mean in terms of livelihoods, food security, and also thinking about from a conservation perspective as well, ensuring that we have sustainable, wild, healthy, and ideally native fish populations.
Dr. Kahunda.
Thank you very much. My name is Emmanuel Kahunda from Lilongwe University of Agriculture and Natural Resources in Malawi, which is in southern Africa. We also have had a very good relationship with Michigan State University and also Food and Agriculture Organization, which is a UN FAO. So me and Dr. Stephen Cook, we have been nominated or selected to be research fellows in this program, which I think is an important program. But more than just being nominated, I think it enhances our collaboration between now various universities. So it means a university in Canada, a university in Malawi, and MSU together. How we can further the agenda of inland fisheries. Yeah, so that's where we're here, to receive that award.
First, congratulations to the both of you. If I could zoom in one thing, the Food and Agriculture Organization report from last year showed that hunger is on the rise and also population growth is on the rise, specifically for the African continent, as an example. How does the work that you're doing in terms of inland fisheries work towards improving food security?
So I'm going to talk big picture, and I'll let my colleague who's based in Africa has much more experience than I do really focus on in that continent. So fish are an important food source. However, if you were to stop the average person walking along the street and ask them about where fish come from, they're going to talk about the sea, they're going to talk about the ocean, they're going to talk about seafood. I think that it's easy to forget, particularly here in North America, how important food fish, freshwater fish, is for nutrition. When you go to the local grocery store, there's not that many freshwater fish options, and certainly relatively few that come from the wild. And that's not to suggest that the Great Lakes aren't important, but in a comparative sense, in our part of the world, it seems to always be sort of in the background. If you go to other parts of the world and go through the fish markets, particularly in sort of tropical, subtropical regions, a number of impoverished countries, and you go to a fish market, and you'll see that they're absolutely chocked full of lots of small freshwater fish, and it's those fish that are so important in ensuring that young children have the key micro and macronutrients they need to have proper brain function as they develop. There's relatively low entry costs in freshwater fisheries too, meaning that to go out and catch a fish, you don't need to spend $3 million on a fancy boat. In fact, you may need a hook and line, or maybe 20 or 30 feet of net. And so that's reasonably affordable. It makes fishing accessible. And so it means that a lot of people can fish for themselves. They don't even have to go through markets. They can actually go get food when they need it and rely on it as a safety net. If it's been a tough week or a tough month and you don't have money in your wallet to go buy food or nothing to trade with, then you can go obtain some food on your own.
Well, before I go to Dr. Kaunda, for the case of Malawi specifically, in the Great Lakes region, what are the challenges that currently you are seeing in terms of fisheries?
Yeah, so in North America, we have a vibrant recreational fishing industry that's far more valuable from an economic perspective than the commercial sector. So in the Great Lakes, we have many, many fishing guides, charter boat operators, and of course, just anglers that go purchase boats themselves, fishing gear, the fuel, the beer, everything one needs to go fishing. And that all costs money and feeds into the economy. The numbers in the U.S. aren't quite so clear, but in Canada, we just finished a survey that Fisheries and Oceans Canada does at 5-year intervals, and it reveals that we're now up to 70% of the fish overall that are caught by recreational anglers that are released. Notably, though, there still are a portion of those that are consumed, but you can see how it's easy, at least where we live, to forget about freshwater fish. They're there to be caught and put back. We don't see people who are literally on the brink of starvation, you know, when you're walking along the beach or walking along the riverbank here in North America. There are certainly places where freshwater fish in North America do support subsistence fisheries, and I'm thinking about some of our indigenous peoples in the Pacific Northwest, and then in broadly what I'll call the North, where I live in Canada, where freshwater fish are very important. But it's oftentimes the rec sector that tends to dominate here, which is, I think, one of the reasons why we forget about, at least in North America, freshwater fish and its important role in food security, particularly in other parts of the world.
Dr. Kaunda, what's the current situation, the challenges that you're currently facing with fishermen in Lake Malawi?
I think I wanted just first of all to come back to the first question, and I come back to this one, the issue of a role of fish in food security. And they have said that there is a reports that of the rising hunger. Even more so worrisome should be not just the hunger, but the issue of malnutrition. We are standing in places like Malawi where there's huge high rate of malnutrition. You're talking about malnutrition levels of 37%. That's very high. It means for the under 5 children, 35%. Or 37% would be stunted. And if you look at that, what is the cause? Partly is mainly is because, yes, food is scarce, but also the quality of food. So these children, as Steve said, they don't have micronutrients like zinc, like iron, and vitamins and so forth. The food that they're eating is incomplete diets, and which is animal products like fish, because of its high protein content and its quality of nutritional profile, is a very good and very important food ingredient for the young children to have. And so we're seeing a rising population growth. And at on the same time, we're seeing that the fisheries is not growing at the same rise. So what does that end up? If you divide the number of population by the population of fish or the cages of fish that are harvested, we end up having a reduction in fish consumed per capita per person per year. I give an example. In Malawi, we used to have figures like 1970s, around 14 kilograms per person. Now, this is only about 7 kilos. And the World Health Organization is recommending about 18. So we are far off. So you're talking about a whole issue. Now, the question arises, how can we make sure that the inland fisheries are producing at the rate where, to some extent, they will be matching with human population growth, and more so children? And our worry as a country is, if you get children who are stunted, their IQ is affected. So you end up with intergenerational gap. The next time, these are the people who their IQ is very low. You breed up poor managers who cannot make decisions. So the vicious cycle of poverty continues on. the vicious circle of underdevelopment continues on. So you find our countries don't develop. So that's number one. The second issue, which you have asked the question about what is happening to our fishery. In fact, in certain cases, some of the species who had very, very economic value, they have completely collapsed. So I know of one tilapia in one lake. You cannot find any fish species there. In 1980s, we used to have like 10,000 metric tons. Now we can't have anything. So those are collapsing. But what we're seeing, which is giving a little bit more hope, is that there is a change in composition where the small pelagics, which Steve's talked about, are now being harvested in large numbers. So those pelagics, one, their cost is low. It means women can also access. Women, and then they are the ones that go and feed into the rural areas. So that's the situation. But the challenge is, and this which we're trying to answer with MSU, how do we make this value chain efficient so that it benefits the women, it benefits the children, it benefits the economy as well. So nutrition as well as income levels of the people.
What are the trends and challenges in inland fisheries in your region? Share your ideas or questions with us by leaving a comment in the comment sections below this post or by sending us an email at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. In the next episode, Dr. Cook and Dr. Kahunda will discuss some possible solutions to the shortcomings in the current fishing practices in Malawi and North America. The Food Fix is a production of the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. My name is Gloria Nzeka. Thank you for listening.